The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for girls basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Steve Dozer with the analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And welcome in to high school basketball here on KGYM as we kick off the 2018-2019 season with girls hoops tonight as we come your way from Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, here on 1600 AM, the main gym, and the North Gym, 107.5 FM, as we get ready for non-conference basketball tonight. Number two in Class 4A, North Scott, taking on the Cougars of Cedar Rapids, Kennedy. And welcome in, Scott Unash, alongside Coach Steve Dozer here, one more year doing girls basketball with me. And great to have you back, Steve. Where'd that summer and fall go?
Well, our first conversation was tonight, did you put your clubs away? Yes, me too. So it's officially over.
It's officially over.
So, yeah, on to the winter season, and it just seems like we ended. But, boy, it's a good game to start off with, that's for sure.
Kennedy Cougars with brand-new head coach Andy Courtney taking over for Tony Viss. Andy was on the staff under Tony, I believe, as a freshman coach, and now moves up and takes over the varsity. And talking with Andy a little bit earlier on, you got the butterflies going. You remember back to your very first game, don't you?
Yeah, well, I do remember, and it is. It's just you want to make sure everything runs smooth because you just want everything to go right for your first game, and you put more pressure on yourself because now you're in control of everything. And being his first year as the head coach, it's just a different feeling. You're dealing with different things and just paperwork and everything you did. You know, before you could just coach, now there's a whole lot more that goes into it.
And for the Kennedy Cougars, coming off the 11-12 season a year ago, as the Cougars shot at 40% from the field, averaged 55 points per ball game. And it's a team that needs to shoot a little bit better from the three-point range. Kennedy with a lot of firepower back, but they're going to be without their leading scorer. Haley Dolphin was an all-stater last year, and she's playing Division II basketball now in the Kansas City area, and they will miss Haley Dolphin, but they've got some good players back.
Well, they got Audie Lepra, which is, we've seen her, and she's played a lot and started as a sophomore and just seen some consistent growth. And then you got Madison Free off back. And those are the two that are going to have to lead this charge. And you're right. And, you know, Haley Dauphin, you're giving up 17 points a game. And that's hard to give up right now. So somebody's going to have to find, they're going to have to make up scoring. But I think it's going to be a combination of Kennedy players to make that up. I don't think you can expect Lepra and Free off to carry that extra load.
And a tough opener for Andy Courtney and the Cougars as North Scott comes to the Cougar Den here tonight. North Scott last year, 20 wins and 3 losses. They were upset in the regional finals at the Pit. They fell to Fairfield to keep them out of the state tournament. And, of course, you remember back to that tremendous 4A championship game back in 2016 when Marion and North Scott met and the Lancers won it in overtime. And this is a North Scott team that is chock full of returning starters. About 90% of their scoring, rebounding, etc. are back from last year's team.
Well, this is going to be one of the better teams you'll see, Scott, at any level here. And North Scott has been, you just seen him keep getting better and better. And it started with that game with Marion, too. I mean, they're going to be back. And they're ranked second right now in 3A, and I look at that, and Marion's first, and my gosh, they could be ranked second in 4A or 5A as well this year. But yeah, they got his daughter Presley Case, and there's she's a heck of a ball player, and you got Befelli back and Riley Rucker, and those are three studs right there, not just players, they're studs. And they're pressure. They like to cause pressure, not just defensively, but they like to cause pressure on offense too, and keep pushing the ball. And you're just going to see a relentless team that mimics their coach.
Defense that leads to offense is what North Scott does.
Yes,
and they do it very well. They do it very well. You mentioned Presley Case, leading returning scorer for North Scott, averaging 12 points per ball game. I should say second leading returning scorer, Grace Befelli in the middle, averaging 12.4 points a game. All she did was shoot 60% from the field last year. And just when you think you got all the guards taken care of, they can throw it inside to Befelli, and at 6'2", she's She's a force inside.
Well, and she has, you know, almost 50 assists last year, too. So, yeah, and she's 6 foot two. So she's somebody that is one of the better posts in the state and probably one of the better posts we'll see this year.
For this Kennedy team to get Andy Courtney's era going, they've got a tough, tough early schedule. I asked Andy earlier on what the Globetrotters weren't available in the somewhere in the first eight because they're going to know how good their basketball team is by the time Christmas rolls around.
Well, they have tonight North Scott, City High, Pleasant Valley, Cedar Falls, and then Prairie. And you know, Pleasant. I talked to Coach Case about Pleasant Valley, and he said, you know, they're going to be one of the better teams up there. Oh, hey, Denny Roloff is in the house, by the way.
Oh, good to see Denny.
Yes, absolutely. So.
Good to see Denny here, a former coach here at Kennedy and coached at Mount Vernon, of course, for some years before retiring and going fishing full time here for Denny, and that's good to see him here. For North Scott, they are the overwhelming favorites to win the MAC, and as far as Kennedy is concerned, you just want to keep your head above water going into Christmas, knowing that you have the first eight games that you have. Get some confidence out there. And that all starts tonight. Just deal with some confidence. Hello, Mr. Rola.
You've got the man and the myth. More so, good to see Denny here. Yeah, in their conference, you know, Coach Case said, you know, depending on the years for the conference, you know, you have some really good competition. But he said this year they play everybody twice. And so when you got some teams that aren't real strong this year and down, he said there's 10 games that may not help them this year. And that's why, you know, they're only allowed three games. And so they got Kennedy, and I think they play rivalry Saturday. So, yeah, he's trying to look for as much as he can. He said this would be a good – they played Durant. He said that for them was just kind of get their feet wet and do a lot of different stuff. But he said tonight's going to be the real test.
Yeah, it'll be a test tonight. Opener for both teams. First big night of the girls' basketball season. And really for 3A's, 2A's, and 1A's, WAMAC playing tonight as well. Some MVC teams playing tonight, others not. In fact, Western Dubuque, who North Scott is going to play in rivalry Saturday, this Saturday over at Cohawk Arena. We'll talk more about that as we take you through the night because we'll be down there as well at Co for quite a few games coming up on Saturday. But Western Dubuque is here to scout, if you will, because they'll play North Scott and they'll play Kennedy, of course, now being a member of the Mississippi Valley Conference.
Yeah, this is good what they need. He said it's good to get on the road and play some good teams early on. And, you know, for Kennedy, though, Scott, I personally like playing the good teams right away. Back in the day, they would rank you earlier they would do the seeding earlier, so teams would try to stock up on games where you can get some wins. Well, not anymore. Now that it's later in the season, teams are looking to play teams that are going to get them ready for the season down the road, and that's what North Scott's trying to do tonight.
For the Cougars, they're going to try to maybe up-tempo it a little bit more 84 feet as far as their basketball is concerned. That's what Andy Courtney told us before the season got underway when we were here for our tailgate tour during the football campaign anyway. And, you know, he's going to get his 84 feet tonight and then some with this North Scott defense.
Well, he said he wants to set the tempo tonight. And if they can set the tempo in North Scott, let alone whatever side offense or defensive side of the court, that's going to be quite an accomplishment for him because he said they want to get after it and play up and down. So we're going to see a lot of running tonight, but that's the style he wants to get to. And he said, you know, right now they're just pushing to get in that mentality of playing and pushing the ball on both ends. And tonight he'll definitely get that same type of tempo.
North Scott and Kennedy ready to go at it here tonight in the season opener of girls basketball coming your way on both 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. Of course, KGYMradio.com and the KGYM radio app as well. Also going on, 106.3 FM with the WAMAC opener tonight, Clear Creek Mana over at Solon. That is coming your way with Jeff Moss and Eric Peterson on Jim. We're going to take 1 minute break, come back. We'll set our starting lineups, have the opening tip-off as Kennedy hosts number 2 and 4A North Scott. Back in a minute. You're listening to high school girls basketball right here on KGYM Sports.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Black Friday savings start now at Ace with our biggest holiday light sale of the season. We have everything you need to deck the halls with huge savings on holiday lights. Find great deals like buy one, get one free on 100 count LED mini light sets or 20% off all regular price celebrations LED light sets. It's the best time to buy your holiday lights and everything you need to make your home the best looking house on the block. Only at Ace. Offer valid through November 26th at participating stores while supplies last.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks. Stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg. On your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big. And pull around, please.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Back with you here at Cedar Rapids Kennedy on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM as we get closer to the tip-off of the opener between the Cougars and the North Scott Lancers. Let's go ahead and take a look at our starting lineups here tonight. First of all, for North Scott, of course, their season opener, and they come in the preseason poll right behind Marion in Class 4A basketball. They are number two in the preseason rankings. Four guards, basically, for North Scott. Brooke Corson will be at one guard at 5'7", and a senior, averaged 5 points a game last year, shot 45% from three-point range. Chloe Engelkus will be also at a guard, 5'7", and a senior, and she averaged 4.2 points, shot 38% from beyond the three-point arc. Riley Rucker will be at one guard, her senior season, 5'7", averaging 10.8 points a game, shot 54% from the field at 5'7", and also Rucker, a terrific three-point shooter last year at 51%. The point guard is Presley Case, the coach's daughter, 5'4", and a junior, averaged 12 points a game, a 32% three-point shooter, and in the middle is Grace Buffelli, number 42, 6'2", junior, 12.4 points a game, almost 10 rebounds, shooting 60% from the field a year ago. And the head coach for the North Scott Lancers is TJ Case. Now the starting lineup for the Kennedy Cougars, having their season opener tonight as well. For Kennedy, they will go with it a forward, Madison Freehoff, 5'10 and a senior. Freehoff averaging 7.3 points a game a year ago, a 32% three-point shooter, averaged about 5 rebounds a game in 17-18. Layla Sane will be the other forward, number 15, at 5'10 and a senior. The center will be number 12, Audia Lipra, 5'11 and a senior. Three-year starter for Kennedy, averaged 8 a game a year ago, 6 rebounds and 45% from the field. The guards will be number 11, Lauren Vasky, 5'7". And a senior, averaged just under 3 a game a year ago. And number 20, Sadie Powell at 5'11", and a junior who averaged 5 a game a year ago. Making his varsity debut tonight, Andy Courtney, the head coach of the Cougars, and his assistant, the longtime sophomore coach, Dave Close, who was had his sayonara last year, if you recall. We were here.
I do, yeah. He had to brush with retirement.
And decided... Well, I think he was talked into it a little bit to come back and help out.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously they've known each other for years and been friends for years. So, yeah, that's great. He's been a longtime staple in the program and does a great job.
So Dave Close is back. Our officials tonight, Brad Johnson, Fred Griffiths, and John Dvorak. As Kennedy in their brand-new home white uniforms with the gold and green trim. They've got gold numbers trimmed in green with some gold shoulder striping. And the green and gold stripes down the side. And for North Scott, they're traveling gray uniforms, white numbers trimmed in red with Lady Lancers across the front, and the red and white on the shorts. So we are just about set to get this one underway. We're going to see a lot of tempo here. How can Kennedy cope with North Scott's pressure?
Well, and both teams want to set the tempo, but I tell you what, North Scott sets one on both ends of the floor, not just defense, like you said. You know, they create their offense with their defense, but boy, when they get it, he said the key for them tonight, they need to knock down some threes and they need to pressure them offensively and defensively, and I think we're going to see that.
All right. Let's honor America with the singing and the playing of our national anthem here from Kennedy High School on opening night as we come your way here on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM Cedar Rapids here to kick off the season. Also, KGYMRadio.com and the KGYM Radio app. So let's join PA announcer Andy Jacobson in our national anthem.
At this time, please stand, remove your hats as we reflect on the sacrifices of our troops and honor our country with the playing of your national anthem.
Our national anthem here tonight from Kennedy, as again the lineups: Corson, Engelkes, Buffelli, Case, and Rucker for North Scott, Freehoff, Sane, Alipra, Powell, and Baskey for Kennedy.
I hope the officials are stretched out.
They'll be up and down.
They
tonight
will be.
JV scored tonight. North Scott won that one 47-33 over the Kennedy Cougars. So we are set. Tipping it up for Kennedy is going to be Sadie Powell. Cougars got some height this year with two players 5'11" and two more 5'10".
Yeah, they definitely have a little more size. It's going to be the quickness factor. It's going to be fun watching Alipra go against Buffelli too. I think that's going to be a fun matchup to watch.
Sets to go for 2018-2019. Basketball's underway. And North Scott will win the tap, and they're going to go to the bucket to our right. It'll be Kennedy dropping back into the zone. Here's a three-pointer from the near side corner. Is up and good. It is 3-0. Engelkes hits the three.
Yeah, and he said the key for them is to get off to a good start and hitting the three, and there you go.
Little man pressure. Baskey brings it up. Flip up top to Alipra. She gets it on the high-low down. And the turnaround on the right block is good by Sadie Powell.
Yeah, it's a good answer by Kennedy. Took their time, came down, worked their offense.
Little pressure and reach foul called in the backcourt on Kennedy. Press a team that likes to press themselves.
Yeah, and sometimes it's interesting to see how teams will always press. If they get pressed, how they handle it.
Layla Sane picks up the foul. That'll be the 5'10 seniors first, and Kennedy will stay with the pressure.
1-2-1-1.
Angle kiss to Buffelli, tried to go back door. And now they'll kick it out to Case. Left wing three, up and good. That might have even been tipped a little bit.
It looked like it. She did get her fingertip on it. But, boy, to start out 2-for-2 and 6 points.
6-2 lead. Powell goes behind the back, brings it up. A little contact to the midcourt stripe. They say play on. Powell, pass up top. Baskey has it left of the circle. Over to Sane. Bounce up top to Alipra. She'll get it back to Madison Freehoff. Man-to-man for North Scott. Ball fake on the drive. Alipra forces up the shot. Drew the foul on Buffelli.
Yeah, Kennedy's been patient here early on, which is good to see. They're not letting the press get to them a little bit, and they're working their offense. A lot of movement.
Alipra is one in the past 2 years that really gets to the free throw line a lot. And Adi Alipra right back there to the free throw line. High 60s last year as far as free throw shooting is concerned, and gets her first one to go of her senior campaign. 6-3 North Scott, just underway here in the first quarter. Second one up through. We'll see some Kennedy pressure here. They'll try to trap that first pass. Quickly, Rucker. Nice diagonal pass to Buffelli. Good crossover.
Nice crossover.
Drives in. Layup good.
Boy, strong move. Great crossover by Buffelli, and almost got in one out of that.
Letting them play early.
They are letting them play early.
And I like that. Here's a backdoor look through the hands of Powell from Vasky and out of bounds. First turnover.
Yeah, it's a good look by Vasky. Just couldn't get control.
No pressure. So Kennedy showed it. Now they'll get back into the zone. Kind of appears to be a little bit of a 1-3-1. And they'll trap. Pass out front. Case goes into the corner. Turn. Firing. Three won't go. Two out of three. Offensive rebound. High up the glass. Good for Engelkes.
Yeah, and that's the thing on a zone too, Scott. You really leave yourself vulnerable to offensive rebounds, and that was what we just saw there.
10-4. North Scott lead by six. Free off. On the drive down the lane, gets it back to Vasky. Inside, Alipra. They go back door. Here's Vasky. Had a shot blocked by Case. Rucker, long up court pass. Nice catch by Buffelli in traffic. And a reach-in foul going to be called on Kennedy.
Yeah, Freehoff didn't like that call. It was good hustle on both ends. And after kind of a couple calls we saw they didn't have, they called a little reach there. But not a bad foul. It took away a chance to get a score point off that, too.
Free offs first, team second against the Cougars. Inbound to Engelkes, and now we've got a push out front.
It's going to be two on free off within not even a second.
And probably going to have to take a seat.
Yeah, that's a little frustration there after getting called for that foul early.
Carly Smith comes in, 5'8 junior for Kennedy. So the Cougars lose a little bit of height. Engelkes on the inbound. The pass inside, too tall for Buffelli, and North Scott turns it over for the first time. Powell in the front court. Nice spin at the free throw line. On the bounce, gets it to Alipra. Off balance shot, no good. Forced it up and over the back on Layla Sane. And that's her second.
Yeah, right now, Kennedy can't afford anybody in foul trouble right now, especially with free off out early. Her
second. Two on Sane. And it'll be North Scott to inbound. Looks like Kennedy's only going to press off made buckets.
Yeah, and right now they got to be careful anyway with a couple in foul trouble.
Sane's going to stay in the game right now. 10-4 North Scott. Corson out front, and the ball tipped away and stolen by Sane. Sane going one-on-one on the drive. Leaner up, offensive foul. That's three on Sane. You could see that one coming, Steve.
Boy, you could tell. And I thought she should have taken it earlier and just take it right at the hoop, but Case did a nice job getting her body set.
Cameron Ray will come in for the Cougars, 5'8 junior. And Sane will have to take a seat. See if Kennedy stays. No, they're going to go man now. Showed a little zone. Now they're back to the man. Case coming off the high ball screen right. Flips it up top to Rucker. Baseline on the drive. No look bounce inside. Buffelli tried double team, traveled before the contact. Boy, Buffelli takes it up strong.
Of course she does. She's tremendous post.
10-4 in favor of North Scott. And here comes the North Scott pressure. Ball tipped away by Presley Case, and it will stay with the Cougars. Saw Presley Case in that state championship team a couple years ago with her sister.
I remember the first game she got in was at Jefferson. And you're just like, is that kid going to be ready? And then, man, she ate him alive.
Pass up court through the hands of a Cougar and out of bounds as Carly Smith couldn't get it. That's three turnovers apiece for both teams. Adrian Latham will come in for North Scott as Latham, a 6-foot junior, into the ball game. As North Scott will go a little bit bigger behind the screen. Case, high arching three, and got it from the right side.
Yeah, Case does a good job moving around and getting herself open. Teammates did a nice job finding her.
13-4, and there's a double dribble on the Cougars.
Yep, there's the pressure right there. Got her to change hands and cause turnover.
Samantha Scott will get ready to come in for North Scott. As Engelkes will check out. Scott, 5'9", only a sophomore. This is a good team and a deep North Scott team.
Very deep, and we haven't even called Rucker's name yet.
Case, jump pass over the left side. Scott, open three, ring it up. Timeout, Cougars. Off the bench, Samantha Scott with the three, and it's 16-4 in favor of North Scott as the Lancers are on a 10-2 run. Kennedy will take a full timeout. We'll take it with them. 4:18 to play first quarter. North Scott 16, Kennedy 4. Back in a minute here on KGYM.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Black Friday savings start now at Ace with our biggest holiday light sale of the season. We have everything you need to deck the halls with huge savings on holiday lights. Find great deals like buy one, get one free on 100-count LED mini light sets or 20% off all regular price Celebrations LED light sets. It's the best time to buy your holiday lights and everything you need to make your home the best-looking house on the block. Only at Ace. Offer valid through November 26th at participating stores while supplies last.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack?
Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks. Stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg. On your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big! And pull around, please.
Participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Kennedy with an early timeout as Norris Scott has hit the Cougars with a 10-2 run, and it's been three-pointers.
Yeah, and they're coming out right now. Zone pressle 1-2-2 full court, changing it up.
Good pass inside, quick turnaround, high off the glass, won't go by Smith. And Norris Scott out of there with it. Here comes Riley Rucker. Diagonal cross-court pass, Scott. Pull up from 12, swish right through, left of the lane, and Scott has five off the bench. 18-4, and this run keeps on going for North Scott. Triple team inside on Powell. Got it back out to Alipra. Pops up the jumper, no, from 15. Rebounded by Buffelli. Outlet pass. Here comes Case, one on two. And she'll pull it out with the yo-yo dribble up top. And then lost the handle on it. Stolen away by Powell. Two on two the other way. Powell, spin move. Bounce down low to Alipra.
Nice
layup good.
Boy, real impressive. Powell early on. Aggressive, taking it right at him.
Buffelli beat him down on the other end. Reverse won't go, and a foul on North Scott for crashing the boards with Latham.
Don't ask me for rebounds. I'm too entertained right now. This is quite a fun match here.
As Latham will pick up her first. Coming in now for the Lancers is Brooke Kilberg, 5'6 junior. So North Scott's already played three off the bench. They have performed very well. 18-6. That stopped a 12-2 North Scott run. Baskey bouncing the corner to Carly Smith. Face guarded by Scott. Pass up top, tipped away, almost stolen. And now we've got an offensive foul on Powell.
There's the pressure right there, Scott, because they're relentless. And they're even on the double teams, they're switching. And they're not giving Kennedy any room. And so it's causing them to try to create space by using their own body and their arms. You got called an offensive foul.
18-6 lead for the Lancers. Kilberg in there, along with Riley Rucker, Samantha Scott, Buffelli, and also Latham in there. Behind the screen, Scott will pop up the quick three. No good. Left of the circle. Chase is on, and North Scott with a save.
Yeah, good hustle save.
That was Riley Rucker. Inside, Buffelli triple team, quadruple team, and had it taken away by Cameron Ray. Was trying to find an outlet.
She was, or the out-of-bounds line.
And here come the Cougars. 1-2-2. Now they're going to go back to the man. Alipra, ball fake on Buffelli. Here's Powell driving left to the lane. Backs her way in, goes up with a leaner, and got fouled.
Yeah, again, I like what Sadie Powell's doing tonight. She's being the aggressor. Somebody needs to kind of, especially with three off out right now, somebody's going to try to take that offensive lead, and she's trying that tonight.
Riley Rucker's first, team's third. And Sadie Powell to the free throw line has a bucket here in the first quarter. Now give her 3 points. Maddie Niemeyer comes into the Kennedy lineup, 5'8 junior for the first time, as Vasky will check out. One more, Powell, right-hander, swish through. Kennedy 4 out of 4 from the line here in the early going. Paige Blaskovich, 5'7 junior into the game for North Scott. Case up top to Scott. Quick ball movement into the corner. On the drive left of the lane, having it stolen away that time was Latham. One-on-one all the way down. Powell, follow away, won't go right of the lane. Ball loose, picked up by Riley Rucker. Here comes North Scott into the front court. 150 to play behind the screen. Pop-up jumper partially blocked there by Kilberg. And we've got a foul on North Scott trying to get it back. And the foul will be against Samantha Scott. That'll be her first personal, team's fourth. Powell will check out and Vasky back in after a quick breather for Kennedy. 18-8. Brad Johnson there helping out the scorer's table. Good football official too, Brad is. His crew did the semifinal 4A game. Here's the high-low. Nice post up by Ray. Turnaround up, rimming no, but the foul call.
Yep, good move. She did a nice job posting up and kept solid base and got herself on the foul line.
Blaskovich will pick up the foul. Her first 15 foul, and Cameron Ray to the line for Kennedy.
Well, I don't think if Kennedy can keep it a 10-point game going into the quarter, that's going to actually be a win for them because you got Freehoff still on the bench and you bring her back maybe to start the second quarter.
Kennedy's getting to the free throw line. One more coming up by Ray. It's up and in and out. No good. 18-8. A couple misses. First misses. Engel Kessel bring it into the front court for North Scott. Up top to Scott for three. Missed it off the left side. Chased down, though, by the Lancers. Presley Case running things up front. Face guarded by Vasky. Cross court it goes. Three-pointer up and through from the right wing by Blaskovich.
Well, there we go again.
And a foul in the backcourt. I think they're going to get Presley Case on the foul. Nope, 11.
Nope, that's extended her arm. And,
oh, they got her up Vasky.
Yep. Once you extend your arms, Scott, you're really exposed to the official.
Rucker back in for North Scott. And now we've got...
That should be the one-on-one.
Yes, that was a seventh team foul. Yep. Was that a player control foul, though?
Oh, player control, yep.
I'm in midseason form. Man.
Yeah, you are.
Nice back door and a reverse layup. Good.
Great pass down low and just a great reverse.
Riley Rucker, as we go under a minute to play, first quarter, 23-8, North Scott. Good first quarter for the Lancers, rated second in the state in 4A. Vasky picks it up at the left point. Leeper coming off the ball screen. Back up top. Here's Smith. Turnaround three. A long one is no good. Short and a rebound to Rucker. North Scott always looking for that outlet. Lancers, see if they go for one. Nope, they dump it inside to Buffelli. Got loose and got the easy two.
Well, that's what happens when you're a three-point shooting team, Scott. It opens it up and then it isolates Buffelli. One-on-one down low. And definitely she has the advantage against most posts.
25-8, this time a 7-2 run by North Scott after an earlier 12-2 run. Olipra, 5 seconds, dumps it inside the block. Ray fakes, goes up and banks it home. And that will take us to the end of the first quarter of play. After one, number two and 4A, looking like it. North Scott, 25, and the Kennedy Cougars, 10. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball here on KGYM.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Getting knocked down on the football field makes you tough. But getting back up makes you tougher. At Goodyear, we call that determination. A willingness to put in more hours, more reps, and more heart to reach a bar that's sky high. Because the Goodyear blimp doesn't show up for just anybody. So don't be just anybody. Be blimp worthy. Goodyear, more driven.
Second quarter about to get underway from Kennedy. Glad to have you aboard here tonight. Girls basketball opener coming out for the second quarter is Cameron Ray along with Lauren Baskey. Cougars will also have Carly Smith out there. Maddie Niemeyer and Audie Alipra.
You got to wonder when Freehoff comes out, because right now you can't afford not to have her out there right now with the score 25-10.
She's got two fouls, and Layla Smith-Sane on the bench with three. Niemeyer, they work the triangle left side. Cross-court pass to Ray. Has a free throw line extended.
Good hands.
Knocked away. Riley Rucker picks it up. Long diagonal pass ahead to Buffelli. Pop-up jumper left it short from 10. And a rebound to Alipra. Here comes Kennedy on the run on the two-on-two. Baskey. Bounce pass to Ray. And now the Cougars will set it up. Here's a deep three by Smith. It's up no good. Ray, nice offensive rebound. Put it on the floor, though, and then got tied up there by Angelkus.
Yeah, Ray's done a nice job. She's kind of been the enforcer right now with a couple girls in foul troubles and done a really nice job getting the basket and fight for every rebound.
Starting five back in there for TJ Case and North Scott. Corson, Angelkus, Buffelli, Case, and Riley Rucker. 15-point North Scott lead. Just underway, second quarter here tonight from Kennedy. Buffelli turns in the corner. Cougars back into the zone here. They've gone between zone and man. Corson, far left corner. Ray comes out to meet her, circles right with it. And now the Lancers will reset it. Up top, pass tipped away by Baskey, but saved back in by North Scott from going over and back. Bounce free throw line. Buffelli outside, left wing, high arching three, and ring it up. Sixth triple for North Scott. As Presley Case gets her third, and she's got nine.
Well, again, they can extend it out, and all that's going to do is make Buffelli even more open, because how do you guard him?
Baskey at the power dribble, cut off right baseline, back up top. Niemeyer puts it on the floor, drives in, and reach in foul on Chloe Angelkus. And that will be her first personal team foul, number six. And like you said, Steve, there comes Sadie Powell first back in for Kennedy. Have not seen Madison Freehoff since those two early fouls.
Yeah, so. You can't wait. I mean, at this point, you can't wait. You got to go with what you have and get your firepower out there and see what happens. Just got to be smart.
Pass to the corner, tipped out of bounds. Not good spacing that time, and that's Kennedy's seventh turnover. Six for North Scott.
Well, North Scott fundamentally they're so sound, and defensively, too, just they use their hands and just quickness.
Rucker to Angelkus. They play catch outside the arc up top. Rucker on dribble drive. Gets over to Presley Case. Right free throw line. Jump pass left side. Open three. No. Offensive rebound, though.
Nice.
Good bounce underneath. But the layup missed. The easy one. Buffelli got it back again and got fouled.
Boy, and right there is another case. North Scott making the extra pass. Every time they make the extra pass, they get an open look.
Audie Alipra picks up her first. And Buffelli will go to the line for two. Averaged almost a double-double last year. His free throw is good. She's got five tonight. And here comes Madison Freehoff.
Yep. She's just got to continue the aggressiveness, but you got to play a little smarter now and try to get she's going to have to pick up some scoring now.
Free throw up and rattles home. And here comes the North Scott pressure as the Lancers lead at 30-10. They try to double that first pass. The ball tipped out of bounds. We'll stay with the Cougars. A lot of traffic in that backcourt.
Yeah, the thing with North Scott, wherever the ball is, they're coming after you.
Ray will get it in to Baskey. Cougars down by 20. Long lead pass. Nice catch left of the lane. Powell in the drive. Cut off at the left block. Back out top. Baskey jumper. No good short. Rebound, though, to the Cougars. And Kennedy will get another try at it. Ray in the ball fake. Drives right baseline. Gets it back out to Alipra. Forces up the shot. Missed it badly. And the rebound to Case. Here comes North Scott. Case, lob pass. Nice catch by Befelli in traffic. Kind of came down awkwardly, though.
Yeah, that's it's one of those passes. That's the extra pass there that she shouldn't have made. Put her in a bad position to catch the ball, and looks like she kind of tweaked her ankle.
Boy, I hate to see that.
Oh.
And the foul on Freehoff is her third.
Yeah, she's a little tender right now.
McKenna Moss will get ready to come in for Kennedy.
Also entering the game for Kennedy, number 21, McKenna Moss.
And right back to the free throw line. One of the bonus coming up for Grace Befelli. Free throw on the way and right through.
You know, it's good to see, talking to both coaches, they both have a lot of players out, 9 through 12, and that's good to see because those numbers aren't the same everywhere across the state. North Scott's got mid-40s out, and I think you said Kennedy's around 50.
Yep, for the program.
Yeah, that's good to see.
Because that's starting to become an issue.
It is.
Free throw good. Maybe we should all show them 6-on-6 films.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Powell behind the back. Packs her way to the free throw line. Now up top to Smith. Got doubled as she put it on the floor. Outlet pass is thrown away. Here comes Norris Scott. Good lead pass to Engelkist. Drives in. Layup, no, but drew the foul. Good jump stop.
A great jump stop. But, you know, again, it's just defensive. Their hands, just the quickness of their hands and all the Norris Scott players. They're always in the right place, and if the ball comes by them, they're going after it.
Carly Smith will pick up the foul. That will be her first, 10th on Kennedy. And free throw is short this time. No good. That's about the first thing that's gone wrong for North Scott tonight.
Yeah, there hasn't been much that's gone wrong.
Latham will check in.
Check out Befelli here. She did, looks like she's hurt a little bit.
When you throw those off-balance passes and you make those catches off-balance.
Should have been better off letting it go, but what do you do?
Yeah. Both free throws no good. Here come the Cougars. Long lead pass. Baskey, cross-court, Ray. Pull up, 17, good for Ray.
Tell you what, Scott, she's been the key right now for Kennedy. She's had a really good start.
Got 4 points, missed a couple free throws, but has been good off the bench. Here's Case for another three, felt it, put it up no good, back iron and off, and North Scott the rebound. Just quicker to the ball. Outlet to Case. On the penetration, a little teardrop, good.
Shot. Boy, that was.
Off the window for two.
Man.
That's 11 now. First two-point basket for Case. Kennedy on the other end misses it, and then trying to get it back. Foul's going to be on Powell.
Well, and here's something to think about as an opposing coach. Case and Befelli are juniors. So get to see him again.
And going to the free throw line will be Samantha Scott. Double bonus coming up here for North Scott. Rest of the half has a free throw in and out. 34-12, North Scott. 4.5 to play first half. As Brooke Kilberg comes back in and Engelkist will check out. Free throw is good. And Engelkist now with 6. 35-12, North Scott. Pull up three, won't go right side.
Good box out.
Look at that rebound. Outlet pass. Here comes Kilberg. 3-on-2. Nice look
pass
underneath. The Case couldn't get it to go with a right-hand layup.
Just unselfish ball playing both ends of the floor.
Vasky, diagonal pass. Moss gets it to Ray. Drives in. Puts up the turnaround. Good. It'll count the foul. And there's Ray again. Using that mismatch down low. Kilberg gets the foul.
Boy, if I had North Scott on my schedule as a coach, I would retire again. Oh my gosh, they are amazing to watch. Just the intensity and the skill set to go with it.
Olivia Vandersanden comes in, a 5'7 senior for Kennedy. Ray for the 3-point play, up and good. She's got 7 for Kennedy off the bench.
Yeah, she's been a good key for them. It's especially with early foul trouble.
Paige Blaskovich back in for North Scott. And Kennedy will go to the 2-3 zone now. Extend it out a little bit.
That should be better for them.
They try to double on the ball. Cross-court pass. Case wide open screen. Three. And
moving screen.
Yep. The three went in.
Yep. But it doesn't affect whatever they're running. But yeah, I think the 2-3 is going to play better for Kennedy. But, if they can get through that screen.
Latham picks up the foul. That's going to be her second and the eighth, but it's a player control foul behind the screen. Pull up three, front iron, no offensive rebound, put back good. Down on the block by McKenna Moss.
Well, and that gets them back going now. Got a foul and put one in and capitalized on the foul.
35-17, closest Kennedy has been in a while with 2:40 to play here in the first half. Skip pass to Case against the zone to the baseline. Turnaround jumper, Blaskovich won't go. Weak side rebound, leaner up, good. Count it and a foul by Samantha Scott.
And it's not so much that you can say North Scott's a fundamental defensive team for rebounding, Scott. They're just aggressive. They're just going after the ball. It doesn't matter. I don't think they worry about blackouts. They just worry about getting the ball back.
Buffelli back in. I don't think T.J. Case liked the fact that Kennedy got an offensive rebound.
No. And as a coach, you don't say you've got to block out, be fun about it, but I don't think that's the case for North Scott. He's saying when that ball's there, go get it. He doesn't care how you get it, just go get it.
Scott with 8 points off the North Scott bench. Vasky will come in. 2:34 to play first half, 38-17 North Scott. Showing why they are number two in the state in 4A. They won it all 2 years ago, beating Marion in overtime at the state final. Case with a nice tip away and got it loose to Engelkiss. Drives in on Ray, got bumped a little bit, and laid it in anyway.
Shot. Yep, that was a tough shot.
Eight for Chloe Engelkiss. 40-17. Driving a kick to the corner. Kenna Moss has it, tries to spin, had it taken away by Engelkiss. Ball loose on the floor, they dive for it, we're going to have a jump. And the arrow will keep it with Kennedy, I believe. And the Cougars will inbound. I missed the joke.
I did too. it must have been good. Dad's even laughing.
Here's Vasky angling left at the dribble. Nice stop and go move. Got cut off though by the double team in the block. Up top, bounce to McKenna Moss, and she got bumped and fouled.
Well, what Kennedy needs to do offensively, Scott, they need to move the ball around. They cannot just hold the ball for a couple seconds because North Scott gets right in their grill. They got to move the ball and make that extra pass.
McKenna Moss to the line with 1:51 to play in the half. And the Cougars need these points. Free throw up, missed it. Chased down by Buffelli. Outlet pass. Here comes Presley Case. Case on the drive. Leaves it for the trailer. Scott fakes the three-pointer. Back to Kilberg in the corner. Pass up top to Engelkiss. Wide open three. Back iron no. Buffelli rebounds and puts it in.
Boy, that Buffelli is just the key to that team offensively, defensively. She just creates an inside, can put the put back, can post up, can run the floor, and you can really spread it out with a player like that on the floor.
Moss missed everything on the jumper from the near corner. Here's Nora Scott ahead to Engelkiss. And traveled as she caught it.
Yeah, just slid her pivot foot. She slid her foot at that jump stop.
Just looked awkward.
It did, yeah.
42-17, minute 17 to play here in the first half. Van der Sanden sets the screen up top. Vasky drives on it.
Too much dribbling.
And got doubled.
Too much dribbling.
Lead pass 2-on-1. Buffelli all the way down. Layup good. You're not going to stop her.
No.
She gets, remember, she played a lot as a freshman.
She did. She played a lot. And I can't say she's gotten better because she was good then. So she's just. She's a fun player to watch.
Turnover on the Cougars as they take it into the front court. That is their 10th.
Think about Coach Case, too. He's coaching. He doesn't care if he's up 20 or down 20. He's going to coach and get every little thing they can out of that team.
45 seconds to play first half. We'll see if the Lancers elect to go for one here with this big lead. Two big runs in this first half for North Scott. They're just going to hold it here.
Yeah.
30 seconds to play. Kennedy sitting in that zone. 1-2-2, they'll come out. Riley Rucker drives up top to Kilberg. They play catch on the perimeter. 15 seconds to play. And now North Scott will get into the offense. Kilberg, little yo-yo dribble left of the circle. Stop and go move on the drive and traveled with it. 6 seconds remaining here in the half. And now Kennedy's going to bring in the players with the three fouls to get some offense.
Yeah, that's a good move by coach.
6 seconds to play. So Freehoff's back in, and Sadie Powell's back in, and Layla Sane is back in.
Oh.
Lead pass ahead. Vasquez into the front court. Powell fakes, goes up with the off-balance jumper, missed it at the end of the first half of play. We are through one. And our score, number two in Class 4A, North Scott, 44, and the Kennedy Cougars, 17. We'll take a two-minute break, come back, talk halftime with you right after this. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on KGYM Sports.
Napa Know How.
It's the biggest holiday sale ever at Napa. Like a Black Friday sale every day, with hundreds of items at their best prices of the year. Like a Bluetooth speaker with LED light system for just $29.99. Just $29.99. See, just like Black Friday, but nobody gets trampled. So don't miss Napa's biggest holiday sale ever. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/18.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack?
Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks. Stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg. On your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big. And pull around, please.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shear she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Black Friday savings start now at Ace with our biggest holiday light sale of the season. We have everything you need to deck the halls with huge savings on holiday lights. Find great deals like buy one, get one free on 100 count LED mini light sets or 20% off all regular price celebrations LED light sets. It's the best time to buy your holiday lights and everything you need to make your home the best looking house on the block. Only at Ace. Offer valid through November 26th at participating stores while supplies last.
Welcome back here to Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Scott Unash alongside Steve Dozer here at halftime. All North Scott here in the first half. The Lancers lead it at the break 44-17. We talked about the North Scott pressure defense coming in, and it's created turnovers, but you put that together with the fact North Scott just came out shooting the lights out from three-point range and got Kennedy in foul trouble.
Well, and, you know, Coach Case talking before the game said, you know, we got to hit shots. He said, they didn't shoot as well against Durant. He said they won fairly easily, but he said we just didn't shoot the ball very well. And he said we need to come out and hit some shots. And he said specifically we need to hit some threes tonight. And, boy, they answered that call. I think they're 4-for-5 to start the game from three.
Yes. Made their first three, as a matter of fact.
Yep. Yep. Nothing, well, almost all nothing but net, but they're not scared to shoot it, and they make the extra pass, and they get some good open looks by their unselfish play.
And meanwhile, for Kennedy, when you take a look at the four starters coming back for the Cougars, and between Freehoff, Sane, Alipra, and Powell, right now Kennedy only has 8 points between those players, and they have 9 fouls. So that's right there can tell you the story of the first half.
Yeah, it's been all, you know, and the thing is Kennedy came off making the pass, moving the offense. But, boy, they second quarter, North Scott put a stop to that. And they had a hard time running their offense and making the extra pass. So, and every time they held the ball, North Scott did a good job getting their hands in there, and it just made it difficult for them to run their offense second quarter.
Let's take a look at the scoring here at halftime for the North Scott Lancers. Grace Buffelli leading the way, two in double figures already. Buffelli, the 6'2 junior, 12 points, four field goals, perfect four out of four from the free throw line. 11 points for Presley Case, four field goals, three of those from three-point land. 8 points off the bench for the sophomore Samantha Scott. Chloe Anglicus has 8 points as well. 3 points for Paige Blaskovich, Riley Rucker with a field goal, and two for North Scott. For Kennedy in the first half, Cameron Ray off the bench leading the way with 7-3 from the field and 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Anya Lepra and Sadie Powell with 4 apiece, and McKenna Moss with 2 in the first half of play. Turnovers, I've got unofficially, it is the first game. I'm behind Jeff here, I see. I had Kennedy with 10, and I had North Scott with 8, but he's got a few more there. And the bench scoring right now, pretty good for both teams. North Scott leading that 11-9. Foul trouble at halftime. Free off for Kennedy. Insane for Kennedy with 3 apiece. Sadie Powell has 2. And only 2 players with 2 for North Scott. Chloe Anglicus along with Adrian Latham. At the halftime break, North Scott, 6 of 9 from the free throw line, 67%. Kennedy is 5 of 8 from the free throw line. And thanks to Jeff Linder of the Gazette, you can read his article tomorrow about the game. But he's provided you with halftime statistics.
He did. He did great. And help rebounding right now, North Scott has a pretty big lead in that category. They got 20 rebounds. To Kennedy 6. And you know, you can say North Scott that Jeff has with 12 and Kennedy with 13 turnovers, but you know what, Scott, Kennedy, a lot of North Scott's came from just on the offensive end, just really putting that ball and causing trying to make a run and making that pass, and so a lot of their turnovers came just from the offensive aggressive, which as a coach I like. I'd rather see a team have turnovers making things happen instead of watching things happen.
You were North Scott, you probably didn't want to see halftime come.
No, and if you're Kennedy, you know, right now they're gonna have to be careful with their mindset right now. I mean, they're just a good team. I think Kennedy, if I'm Kennedy, I come out in that 2-3 zone right now. That seemed to be their best to get, especially the corners would beat them right away the first half or first couple minutes were the corner shots, and so now they switched it up, playing a little 2-3. But you know, I tell you what, they have an answer anytime they come out. Whatever they were, North Scott will have an answer for them.
So our halftime. 44-17 here in favor of the North Scott Lancers as they lead it here on opening night of high school basketball coming away on KGYM. We'll take another minute break, come back. We'll take a look at some scores from Eastern Iowa after this. You're listening to high school girls basketball here on KGYM.
This week on 30 for 30 Podcasts, though he was already destined for Cooperstown, Ricky Henderson wasn't ready to hang it up.
Ricky Henderson at 46 has signed a contract to play for the San Diego Surf Dogs.
We look at how this baseball legend held on for one more shot at the big leagues.
I think every ball player, every kid dream is playing in the major league, and it's still my dream.
30 for 30 Podcasts presents Ricky Won't Quit. Listen on the ESPN app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and 30for30podcast.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Back with you here at Kennedy at halftime as the Cougars trail North Scott 44-17. First big night of basketball. And just throw some scores your way. Springville, it's the post the post Nahazel and Menster era. getting underway. They lead Central City 37-29. We've got an interesting score here. Central DeWitt beat South Tama tonight, 47-33. South Tama, I believe, was
Tama's
rated.
Supposed to be pretty good, yeah.
The game on 106.3 FM right now. Clear Creek and Manna leads Solon 30-25. So Jeff Moss and Eric Peterson with a good one going down there. Valley leading Johnston in an early season biggie in 5A, 43-34. That is in the third quarter. Also, right now, Washington and Davenport North playing over in Davenport tonight. The third quarter score, Wash leads at 42-39. Now, Wash and North both going to be very, very, very much better than a year ago. Much improved. Wash got two freshmen that are outstanding.
Yep.
Did lose Sid Mitfalski, though, to appendicitis earlier this week. So she's going to be out for a little bit. But Davenport North got two or three transfers from the Illinois side of the river to come to Davenport North somehow. I don't ask. I just report.
We just report.
So they're going to be much, much better. Western Regina playing tonight. Now, I don't know if this is a regular season or if this is a pride scrimmage or whatever, but 51-23, West leading at the end of the third quarter. At the end of three, the beat goes on for the Marion Indians, 65-11 over Benton Community. And Marion's going to have a few of those games, I think. How about this? Here's another team that's going to be a lot better this year. They were pretty good last year. And this is a good team they beat. Number 7 at 5A, Prairie, went on the road, won at Muscatine tonight, 48-22.
Yep. It doesn't surprise me. And I know Susan said they're going to be better than last year, but they got a ways to go. And right now you got the three players, Division I caliber players, all guards too, and Sidney McCray and McDermott and Schmidt. Well, that's one can have an off game with that. I got a great halftime score to report here, Scott. We got West Delaware 10 and Vinton Shelsburg 8 at half.
That's a low scoring game. We are underway with our second half. It'll be North Scott with the ball. They'll go to the bucket to our left here courtside at Kennedy tonight. We'll set the lineups as we start the second half. Riley Rucker, bounce feed down low, posting up. Good shot off the glass by Buffelli.
And a good bounce pass by Rucker, too. You don't see that anymore.
Beautiful set play coming off the halftime. Looks like Kennedy's going to go with their starting five. They try to feed it inside to Olipra. Turnaround, no good. Good block out by Buffelli. Lead pass, Case on the catch, on the drive, off the glass, no, and then over the back. Going to be called on Brooke Corson.
Yeah, good job by North Scott getting the ball out and going.
Kennedy's got to get the ball to a leaper, though.
Yeah, they do. As a coach, sometimes you almost got to tell your kids, we're not going to get anything right now unless it starts and gets the ball. A leaper's got to touch it because it just opens it up for everybody else.
Sane free off, a leaper, Powell, and Vasky, the starting five for Andy Courtney and the Kennedy Cougars. Corson, Anglicus, Buffelli, Case, and Rucker for North Scott. Pass out front, tip stolen away. Corson comes away with it. Got away with a walk, but then threw it away. And a turnover on both teams. It's been pretty good. As I say that, another turnover.
Three turnovers here.
And here comes Case, beating everybody back. She'll lob it back for Buffelli and laying it in. Case wanted the assist more than the bucket.
She did, and as a coach, I don't know. You need the points, and but that's unselfish play again. Look at that pass.
And inside, Corson fouled. And that's going to be the third, I think, on Sadie Powell.
Well, and there's Case. There's a case to be made for Case that, she's going to find the one. As Pat Summit would say, give it to someone who has a better look than you do. And that's what Case does. She'll maybe her with the best look, but if not, she'll find somebody else with a better look than her.
First point for Brooke Corson as Cameron Ray will come in quickly for the Cougars. Sane will check out. 6:39 to play in the third, and it's a 49-17 lead for North Scott. Second one up, good. A little pressure. Ray gets the bounce back from free off. Picks it up. Gets it in the front court now to Powell. Face guarded by Corson. Little shake and bake move. Now on the power drive. Goes in. Little 10-foot floater and banks it in. Be aggressive.
Yep, you have to. To be aggressive, you got to take it at him.
Case, three-pointer, got another one from the far corner. My goodness. 14 for Case, 16 for Buffelli on that inside-outside. Pass too tall, intercepted. Three-on-one the other way. Lead pass right side,
oh, nice pass.
Rucker, two more. Timeout, Kennedy. They'll take a full timeout, and we'll take it with them. 6:01 to play in the third quarter. It's North Sky 55, Kennedy 19. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Girls Basketball on KGYM.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. Like learning more about each other on your first date.
You play the oboe.
Or discovering they can't hit the high notes at your favorite karaoke bar.
Oh, yeah!
No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem. No excuses. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Back with you here at Kennedy, and North Scott has extended the lead down to 36, so we will have the continuous clock going. And the inbound pass tip stolen away by Riley Rucker.
Yep, hands again.
Case fakes the three, circles left with it. Out top to Corson as they play catch with it against the Kennedy man. They'll clear it out for it. Goes cross court. Left wing three off the back iron. No good. They fight for it in the weak side, and Buffelli another rebound. Here's Case. Goes behind the back with it. Nice spin move. Right free throw line extended. Buffelli looking back door. Over to Engelkiss, and took a little jump hop before the three.
Yeah. And we see that a lot too, Scott, that little jump hop. You see that? And I think she had one earlier on they didn't call.
Some crews call it, some don't.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
55-19, 5:10 to play in the third. Ray in the high post. Looking to go back door. Instead, bounces up top to Vasky. Stop and go dribble on the drive. Goes up with the left hand. Can't get it to go. Good, and the rebound to Buffelli.
Yeah, solid rebound by Buffelli.
Is there anything she doesn't do well?
No.
Case drives in. Little turnaround hook. Good with the right hand. As Case bailed herself out there.
Boy, you can win a lot of games just starting with her on your team.
57-19. And Powell off the clear out got fouled. Second team foul. And the foul is going to be the first of the night on Presley Case. Should ask TJ if he's an Elvis fan.
You think?
I don't know. I want to. These are the questions that need to be answered. Inbound, almost knocked away by Rucker. Inside to Alipra, turnaround hook, and got it blocked. But they're going to say a little body on Buffelli.
That's where I'd like to see that move, where Alipra contended that up and under move, square up, little pump fake, drop step, and
she's shown that in the past.
She has, and tonight, you know, with Buffelli on her, you're going to have to show that more, because Buffelli's going to have a hand up right away. So, a little shot fake and drop step is a little up and under would be good.
Free throw, good. 57-20. Clock does stop with the free throws. One more, curls in. As Freehoff will get ready to come back in for Vasky.
You know, Kennedy's going to get better and better, Scott. There's no doubt about it. I mean, they got a solid team, and they're strong, and they're going to win some games.
Survive this opening of the schedule.
It is. It's not many teams are going to beat North Scott, if any.
Case behind the back into the high post. Good bounce over to Corson. Here's Case. High lob pass inside as Buffelli got triple teamed, had it taken away by Powell, knocked it away. Lead to Alipra. Drives in. Pull up, won't go from eight. Buffelli the rebound. 57-21 over the halfway mark of the third quarter. Bounce over to Case. Ball fake, goes behind the back with it, and then traveled as she stumbled. One of the few things that Presley Case has not done correctly tonight.
Yeah, she had a couple little turnovers there and a little too much dribbling right now.
Scott will come in for Corson. So you've got inside game. You got three-point shooting. You've got defense. You've got depth. Not much this team doesn't have.
No, and you got unselfish. You know, that's a big key.
Ray inside, a strong move for two, and a chance at the three-point play.
Yeah, she's had a lot of strong moves tonight, and, you know, for not starting, she's been the key for Kennedy tonight.
Samantha Scott will pick up the foul. That'll be her second, and Ray, who's been the shining light tonight, I think, for Kennedy.
Yep, she has, and strong. Real strong, real confident, too. You can tell that she's a lot more confident.
Case will check out for North Scott as Kilberg will come in, and Ray to the line for a try at the three-point play old-fashioned way. High Archer is good, and she's got 10. 57-24 with 3:08 to play here in quarter three. To the right corner, Rucker three, and bring it up for three more.
And that's somebody we haven't called a lot tonight, and she's one of their top players. So another unselfish game, you know, by her and her teammates.
Eighth three-pointer for Norris Scott. Kick outside. Freehoff's three goes in and out, befouling the rebound.
Jeez. Somebody's going to get a good player if she decides to move on.
Befeli family has been known for athletes at Norris Scott, boys and girls. Driving in. Engelkus all the way down the lane. Gets the floater to go with the right hand.
Well, same with the Unash and Dozer family, right? Same.
Very close.
Yeah.
62-24, 2:25 to play. Two-man game. They get it inside. Nice little turnaround with the left hand by Cameron Ray again.
I've really liked her game tonight, and she just does a lot of the things, and she's picking up where they need her to.
12 for Ray. Engelkus with another three.
And almost fouled.
65-26. We come up on two to play. Starter dribble. Hand free off. Tried to bounce it inside. Knocked away by Rucker. Beat down low to Ray, and a push from behind on Befeli.
I loved her Befeli's facial expression, I guess, if you say so.
They're going to get Befeli out as Adrian Latham will come in. Free off to inbound, 1:35 clock rolling, 65-26 as North Scott with the lead. Ray on the handbag. Here's Powell driving in. Contact, blocking foul called. And both girls hit the deck.
Yeah.
And one is down. And that is Riley Rucker.
Well, she got landed on it when she was completely side and her hip. So
at the foul, and you hope it's just a
foul.
That is just the wind knocked out of her. What a tremendous defender Rucker is. And the one thing you just don't want is anything associated with a knee.
No.
And Kennedy trainer Lynn Groth out there. And checking things out. And right now, they are looking at that left knee. And North Scott already with a couple players that are out right now.
Well, let's just hope that's got landed on type of thing, and just more of a scare than an injury here.
Seen it just too many times.
Yeah.
Seen it in this gym.
Yeah.
Before.
I've probably had five or six over the years at Prairie, and there's just nothing worse than seeing your kids go through that.
Rucker, a 5'7" senior, coming off averaging almost 11 a game last year, 54% shooter, terrific three-point shooter as well. And they're still looking at the lower leg now. Now they're trying to flex things, make sure everything's okay. Head coach TJ Case out there. And they're going to get Rucker on her feet. And that's good news.
Well, she's semi-smiling. But I don't know if it's to hide the pain, because but right now it appears that hopefully she dodged something.
And hopefully they'll get some ice on that. And hopefully going to be, she is putting some weight on it, so yep. That's good news.
Yep, and you just hope it was more of a scare, but boy, that didn't look fun.
No. Kennedy to inbound. That clock did stop while the injury was being looked at. Inside, here's Powell going up strong and scoring.
Yep. We've seen that earlier, too, just taking a strong move to the basket. And a lot of times, North Scott won't give you that inch. And right there, she had an inch to play with and took it.
Engelkiss will pick up the foul. That'll be her third, and Powell gets a three-point play. If Kennedy can get you in a half-court game, they got some nice half-court sets.
They really do. They really do. And they just got to move the ball a little bit more. And that comes with getting game experience and playing more. This is just game one.
65-29, Kilburn on the feed. And they work the triangle right. Cross-court now to Engelkiss, working on free off. Little head-and-shoulder fake. Kilburn between the circles. To Scott in the left corner. Under a minute to play here in quarter three. Pass out front, tipped away, and now we've got whistles and a foul. And the foul going to be on Ray. Only the second of the half on the Cougars. As Sane and Freehoff will check out for Kennedy. Blaskovich back in for North Scott. I think the Lancers will go for the last shot of the quarter. Getting loose. Pull up three on the way. Front iron no good. And goes out of bounds. It'll be Kennedy ball. Cougars will get it in. And Powell launched from half court. Had a block. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. We are through three on opening night. It's Cedar Rapids Kennedy trailing North Scott. Lancers 65. And the Cougars 29. Back at the fourth quarter in a minute. This is high school basketball on KGYM.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. And there's no better time to get more from AutoZone than Black Friday. Stop in this weekend for great deals on parts you need to help you start and finish the job fast, so you can get back on the road safely this holiday season. This weekend only, get 50% off on a road-proof 600-amp lithium jump starter. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hey, I'm Clark. I work at the drugstore, and I hate my job. People are always asking me these annoying questions like, will this soap dry my skin out? Can you unlock the razor case? Will you please ring me up? I'm not like a soap-having ring-up keymaster wizard, okay? Just buy all your bathroom stuff at DollarShaveClub.com. They'll deliver all your bathroom stuff so you don't have to come to my store and bother me when I'm trying to text my girlfriend's friend.
Right now, get our three most popular grooming products and our best razor for just $5. Only at DollarShaveClub.com/radio. That's DollarShaveClub.com/radio.
Welcome back to Kennedy. Scott Unash, Steve Dozer with you here. You're listening to high school girls basketball at 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. KGYM, Cedar Rapids. Also KGYMradio.com and the KGYM radio app. As it'll be Cougar ball to start the fourth quarter on the alternate arrow. Kennedy down by 36. Powell on the high, low feed. Had it stolen away by Kilburn. We'll set the lineups for you. Now Kilburn had it knocked away. Loose picked up by Cameron Ray. On the right-hand dribble, takes in all the way. Can't get the floater to go. Out of bounds to Kennedy. As the Cougars will come in with Smith, Carly Smith in there. Cameron Ray inbound to Alipra. Has it left of the lane, turns, fires, in and out. And we've got a jump ball. No, a foul on the rebound. Going to go on Kennedy. Ray will pick up the foul. That'll be her third.
So just so we're clear, the clock will run, and then when it gets to 25 is what it's got to get within to before it stops.
Correct.
So that's a good rule.
Kennedy with some pressure, and they cause a turnover, and they get the layup. Carly Smith gets her first points of the year. As the ball is tipped out of bounds. North Scott has got, get their lineup for you. As into the game is Reagan Schoening. as the ball is thrown away by the Lancers. So Schoening into the game now for Norris Scott, a 5'5 sophomore. Cougars with it in the near side corner. Bounce to Vasky, drives into the lane. Smith cross court to Powell. Jump shot, three. Good
shot.
First three of the night for the Cougars. And North Scott's going to get a timeout. Timeout taken by the Lancers. And it'll be a full timeout, so we'll take it with them. 6:03 to play in the ball game. It is North Scott 65 and Kennedy 34. Back in a minute here on KGYM.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Yeah, our buddies in Southwest Cedar Rapids are loving that.
North Scott took the timeout and got some backup players into the game. The ball tipped, stolen. The Cougars going to get another layup.
At least I don't have the full collection of the Carpenters.
Ball tipped away.
Boy, Lindmar right now, Scott, with Bettendorf. They're in triple overtime.
Triple overtime.
Triple overtime. And
Bettendorf and Lindmar. The starting backcourt's going to come in for the Lancers. As North Scott with it in the front court. Cross court pass. Kennedy staying in that man to man. Angle kiss up top. Gets it left wing to Scott. Back to Presley Case. Fakes on the three. Starts a drive and a reach foul called. Just not a good foul.
No, and I tell you. She went after the fake at 25 feet because she can shoot it from 25 feet. So just a heady player.
Kennedy's going to bring Ella Cadenhead in, 5'6 freshman. So a little bit of the future there. Ray in there along with Alipra, Vasky, and Sadie Powell. 65-36, 4:44 to play. Buffelli also back in. Her bullet pass inside through the hands of Engelkiss. Saved back into Case, though. TJ wanted to get some momentum back, I think. Lob,
good
nice
pass.
Catch inside. Buffelli got fouled.
Good pass. Just good patience by Case to let Buffelli kind of set that up on the block and a nice little touch pass.
Ray picks up her fourth. Second Cougar with four. And Buffelli to the free throw line, and it's too strong on the first one. 16 points for Grace Buffelli. And make it 17.
Ron Engelkiss is having a nice quiet game, too.
Riley Rucker is on the bench, has some ice on, I believe, the right knee. Powell on the drive. Leaner up, rimming good. Sadie Powell has 16 for Kennedy. North Scott trying to beat everybody back. Nice high catch. Engelkiss in the far corner. Bounces it up top to Presley Case. Turns. High arching three. Front iron no. Comes out deep to Powell. Going one-on-one. Powell all the way in on Case. And a blocking foul before the shot on Presley Case. Try to draw the charge.
She did. And I always thought, too, as a coach, if it's, you know, 50-50, give it to the defense. Not saying that was, but I always like to reward teams that really try that. You don't see that a lot. That's a lost start.
Powell to the line has had a terrific second half. and gets the front end of the 1-1. 17 now for Powell. Free throw on the way. Good. Got them both. Powell and Ray have been good tonight for Kennedy.
They have, and especially second half with Powell.
Ball almost tipped away. Cross court pass to Case. Now they got a 3-on-2. North Scott will settle for good shots here. Brooke Corson holds it top of the key. Angles right with it to Buffelli. A 10-pass offense right now for North Scott. They dump it inside. Buffelli going up for the catch, fouled from behind. I think they're going to get a leap route. And that'll be the second foul on Adi Alipra. Team foul number 6, so no free throws yet.
You're going to see something here for Buffelli.
Inbound. Right of the glass looking in with Corson.
Oh.
A bounce to Case. Here's Case going one-on-one. Backs her way in. Here's Corson over in the corner. I think Buffelli got her jersey ripped.
Yeah, she did. She took a pretty hard shot deal, shoulder area.
Ball tipped away, loose at the center line. North Scott comes away with it again. And they throw it away. Everyone wants everyone on the court to settle down at this point.
Just what you said, Coach. Buffelli's telling her team, which his leader does, say we need to slow it down.
66-40. Kennedy's got it back to 24, so the Cougars have got it, and there's a takeaway but a travel. So the clock will stop. At least it should. No, it's 26, isn't it?
Yep.
Don't tell any of my math teachers that I didn't do very well with that.
Not that you won off.
Remedial subtraction there. Inbound, they try to go back door, and bodies hit the deck, and we got a foul. And Kennedy's going to go to the line, I believe.
Well, if it makes you feel better, in elementary, I was in the sparrow math group. We were named by birds, and I don't think I need to tell you what kind of bird a sparrow was. I wish I was kidding.
Powell will go to
the
line.
Robin group.
And North Scott's going to get the reserves in. Grace Hansel will come in for the first time. As the free throw goes in, and Powell will have one more.
What makes North Scott tough, too, Scott, is that, you know, they're able to go to their bench. They're able to be play into the bench, and that's, you know, even their backup's a left-handed post. I mean, you don't see that either. So they got some depth, and that's going to help, and hopefully they stay injury-free after tonight, and hopefully nothing too serious for Rucker.
66-42, 90 seconds to play in the game. Schoening, and there's a 10-second violation. Couldn't get it over the midcourt line. Kennedy has shown some things here tonight as the Cougars are going to bring in some subs.
Yeah, they have. And Kennedy is going to get better, Scott. I mean, it's their first game, new coach and everything else. But, boy, they got size. They're aggressive. And they're going to cause some problems. And they're going to win some games for sure.
Kennedy gets you into a half-court game, they're going to be okay.
It is, because just their length, just the way they're able to take up space lengthwise and be aggressive with it.
Teams that want to run and press are what Kennedy's going to have problems with, and that's North Scott's M.O. Three missed, and the ball tipped out of bounds with a minute 16 to play. And it'll be Cougar ball as Maddie Niemeyer will get ready to throw it in. Off the clear out, driving in, Smith, scoop layup, blocked from behind. Cougars get it back. Niemeyer's three from the corner won't go. Another Cougar offensive rebound. Smith, crossover up top. Bounce right of the lane to Ray as they work the triangle right. Niemeyer driving in. Little floater in the right hand. Missed everything. So we're under a minute to play here in the game.
Any relation to the man, Mr. Larry Niemeyer?
That I don't know.
Boy, you don't see a Niemeyer in a Kennedy outfit very often.
It's
66-42, 40 seconds to play in the game. North Scott looked very impressive tonight in winning the opener.
Well, I tell you, when you say midseason form, well, they're there.
Samantha Scott holding it to Kilburn. 25 seconds to play in the game. Who's going to shoot it?
I wonder if Coach will let him get that last shot in, but I always like to let my kids play to the end and get a shot, shoot it.
14 seconds. Scott has had a nice game off the bench. Over to Blaskovich. 6 seconds to play. And the Lancers looked all of number 2 and 4A tonight. They win it 66-42. As North Scott goes to 1-0 on the season. As Kennedy drops to 0-1. Final score, North Scott 66 and the Lancers 42. We'll take a 2-minute break. Come back for the post game. After this, you're listening to high school girls basketball on KGYM.
Napa Know How.
It's the biggest holiday sale ever at Napa. Like a Black Friday sale every day, with hundreds of items at their best prices of the year. Like a Bluetooth speaker with LED light system for just $29.99. Just $29.99. See, just like Black Friday, but nobody gets trampled. So don't miss Napa's biggest holiday sale ever. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/18.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks, stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg on your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big. And pull around, please.
And participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Black Friday savings start now at Ace with our biggest holiday light sale of the season. We have everything you need to deck the halls with huge savings on holiday lights. Find great deals like buy one, get one free on 100 count LED mini light sets or 20% off all regular price celebrations LED light sets. It's the best time to buy your holiday lights and everything you need to make your home the best looking house on the block. Only at Ace. Offer valid through November 26th at participating stores while supplies last.
Back with you here in Cedar Rapids, Kennedy. Scott Unash and Steve Dozer with you as North Scott gets the victory tonight here in the season opener as the Lancers, rated second in 4A, win at 66-42 over the Kennedy Cougars, spoiling Andy Courtney's debut as the Kennedy coach. And we knew coming in, Steve, that this was going to be a good North Scott team, and boy, did they show it tonight.
Boy, they really did. You know, Coach said we want to come out and be aggressive on both ends, and they did exactly that. He said they need to hit some shots. They did that. They need to hit some threes. They did that. And, you know, the thing that's, you know, just as impressive as their offense and their defense is their willingness to make the extra pass. A lot of times teams don't do that. And when they make that extra pass, they're just as excited to see the other, their teammates, you know, score on their extra pass. And that's just something you don't see. So, just very impressive, and you know, they say teams and classrooms take the kind of the attitude of your teacher or the coach, and right here, you know, this is one that take the attitude of Coach Gase, and boy, they're just well coached and very disciplined and very aggressive, and they have an inside game, they have an outside game, and my gosh, you just hope they stay healthy, because if they do, they're gonna be one of the top teams for sure.
Our other game tonight, Clear Creek Amana wins on the road at Solon, 47-35. So a good win there, and a crossover matchup in the WAMAC for Clear Creek Amana. Let's take a look at the final scoring of this one for the North Scott Lancers. 1-0, three in double figures, led by Grace Buffelli tonight with 17 at six field goals. to go along with 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Presley Case right behind had 16, 4 triples tonight in the ball game to go along with a couple of two-point field goals. Chloe Angelkus ended up with 13 points tonight. Good three-point shooter, shot 38% last year, and Angelkus tonight ended up with 13, including a pair of threes. 8 points off the bench for Samantha Scott, all those coming in the first half. 7 points for Riley Rucker. Did go down with that injury in the second half. Has some ice on the knee. Hopefully she will be okay as they go forward. And then 3 points for Paige Blaskovich, and Brooke Corson had 2 free throws for 2. For Kennedy, they fall to 0-1, of course. 2 in double figures. Sadie Powell had 20-16 in the second half as she led the Cougars and led all scorers tonight. Cameron Ray off the bench had a dozen tonight for Kennedy. 5 field goals and 2 free throws for 12. 6 for Adia Leepra, a field goal and 4 free throws. And then 2 apiece for McKenna Moss and Carly Smith for the Cougars. Bench scoring, Kennedy won that 16-11 tonight. Turnovers unofficially at North Scott with 18. A lot of those in the second half. I had Kennedy with 16 tonight. North Scott was 9 of 13 from the free throw line in the ball game, while Kennedy was 13 of 16. North Scott, though, 9 threes to only 1 in the game for Kennedy. And North Scott came out and hit threes, and that got the inside game going. And that was all she wrote.
Well, they exposed the corners on and their defense, and right away they hit the first two right in the corners. And boy, they just never looked back. And Kennedy tried to switch it up and do some different things. But boy, when you have that extra pass and how they move the ball offensively, that just, no matter what you play, it makes it very difficult to run your offense like that and stop the offense. And that's exactly what Kennedy had a tough time doing, was stopping their ball moving, that extra pass. And boy, when they got a rebound, Scott, they were looking right away, and Buffelli would pass it up. Buffelli had about 50 assists, last year, and she's on pace probably to do that again, because, she gets that ball right up the floor to her teammates, and just a very, very impressive team.
Impressive, and when Buffelli's going to get the rebound, Presley Case can just go.
Yeah.
And that's what she does most of the time.
She did. She just head straight up court, and that's her teammates would find her. And they're strong, too. I mean, Buffelli can get that ball right up to her right away, and when Case has it, too. But just her decision-making, too. She'll be patient when she needs to and aggressive when she needs to. So just a tremendous team, and they're able to play some depth. And, boy, would you like to see them and Marion match up before hopefully they both get to state? Yeah, that would be a great matchup to watch.
Another score to throw your way. Washington did win on the road over Davenport North, 61-57 tonight.
That's a good win.
Very good win tonight for the Washington Warriors. For this Kennedy team, they showed some good things in the second half. Like we talked about, you get the Cougars into a half-court game, they can do a lot of things with the mismatches they can cause with 5'10", 5'11", yes. 5'11", and 5'10".
And aggressive, too. They're aggressive. And thing is, they just got caught in an up-and-down game right away. And when you get caught in an up-and-down game, Kennedy likes that. But when you score like North Scott did off that really deflates you, and it just makes a different attitude. And that's kind of what happened, is they took their attitude away each quarter from them, and that just came from North Scott pressure on both ends of the floor, and that's tough. But you're right, Kennedy's going to be a team again. It's their first game, new coach, and they're going to win some games, and they're not a bad team at all, Scott. They're going to match up well with a lot of teams in the area.
Like we talked about, though, for Kennedy, survive this first part of the schedule, because it is absolutely brutal when you take a look at it.
Yeah, City High, coming up, Pleasant Valley, Cedar Falls, and Prairie. I mean, my gosh, that's about as tough as it gets. You'd have to tell me a tougher first 5 games probably for any team in Iowa than that schedule right there, and I would think Kennedy has the toughest schedule in the state through 5 games.
And started off with the win by North Scott tonight, 66-42. Kennedy led by Sadie Powell with 20. North Scott, Grace Buffelli, 17, and Presley Case ended up with 16 points tonight. And got a feeling we're going to see North Scott again down the trail before all is said. Before we get the clubs out again, we're going to see this Lancer team.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, if everybody stays healthy, I mean, they have depth, but everybody needs to stay healthy. I'd like to hope Rutgers, you know, just tweaked it or whatever she did. It was just a precaution that they put some ice on it. But she seemed in good spirits, so that seemed like a good sign. So, yeah, I think they're going to be definitely at this point, Scott, you know, midseason form, and they're already there. So if they can keep getting better, that's, you know, they're just going to – I don't know who's going to stop them right now in their conference, to be honest with you.
Well, we are getting ready for Saturday. It's Rivalry Saturday, and we are looking forward to it. Going to have four games coming your way on Saturday here on KGYM. Starting off with the they call it Breakfast at Wimbledon, I know, when tennis is played. So this is Breakfast at Co.
Breakfast at Co. And, Co, if you're listening, that would be awesome.
As it will be the first game of Rivalry Saturday, Iowa City West and Davenport Assumption. Both those teams playing tonight. West with a big lead on Regina, and Assumption was playing Xavier tonight at home. Xavier had a lead at halftime, did not see a final as game is concerned. We'll try to get you one, or did you?
No, just kind of looking up here, and right now, you know, Prairie, local team here. Prairie didn't have any problem with Muscatine on the road tonight, so 48-22 for Prairie. North Lynn with a nice win over Elbernett, 78-30. And
what was that again?
78-30, North Lynn over Elbernett. And looks like MacVale and Coconut Valley, 54, and Edgewood Colesburg, 19 for some of our local teams here in the area.
We'll try to get you a final on this Xavier game as the Saints got their season started tonight. So we've got Assumption and West Saturday morning at 9 o'clock for you. That will be on all three of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3. And then we'll be back later on. We'll see North Lynn on Saturday afternoon as they will take on Montezuma, of course, with the University of Iowa signee playing for Montezuma. Looking forward to that. That'll be a 3:30 game. That'll be on the FMs, 107.5, 106.3, as all the afternoon and evening games will be on our FM signals for you. Then we'll take a little bit of a break and get you ready for Mount Vernon and a CPU, correct?
Yeah, that
looking
should
forward
be a good
to
one.
That.
Yep, that should be good. One. Good matchups. And I tell you what a great venue Co College is for that Rivalry Saturday, too. Just a great venue for that.
And then the nightcap at about 8:15 is going to be the one everyone's looking forward to, I think. That's going to be Cedar Rapids Prairie and the Marion Indians. So Marion, they will get one of their challenges of the year will be Saturday night.
Yeah, and it was a good game. You know, they played last year, and it was a good game. Boy, right now you got, you know, McCray, and you got the three guards, and McCray had 19 tonight. And that's going to be a tough matchup. They'll be matched up, but right now this is the year, I think, you know, Prairie might think, well, that we got a shot here at it. And we'll see, though, because, you know, people forget Marion lost three, Danielle Wright, right, and Chloe, and
Chloe Rice, Neil Albee, and Neil Albee, Caitlin Smith.
Yeah, Caitlin Smith, right. And so, you know, to lose those three players. So it's not like they just have everybody back. Marion's got, you know, they're going to still have to play well, and they're going to have to see, you know, Kaba pick up some scoring, which she is definitely capable of doing.
And you've got, of course, North Scott's going to take on Western Dubuque.
Yeah,
we won't have that
was
game
here
in the air.
I was scouting them.
Oh, no, Western Dubuque was here.
their team was here watching that. I like that. That's kind of neat.
Kind of the
see
old
that.
Days.
Yep, that is. Seems used to getting there and go, and so that's neat, and it's kind of see what the matchups are going to look like.
Absolutely.
They got to be a little bit nervous after seeing North Scott tonight.
Well, Steve, that's going to wrap it up on our opener, and we'll get ready for a long day coming up on Saturday, but it'll be a fun day.
Now, looking forward to it, Scott. Thanks.
All right. That's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Jeff Downing back in the studio for all his help, as always. Big thanks to Aaron Stecker, the AD here at Kennedy, as well. And thanks to everybody for tuning in to the broadcast of this one here tonight. Final score of our first girls basketball game of the year. It was number 2 and 4A North Scott, knocking off the Kennedy Cougars 66-42. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM, and we'll send you back to ESPN programming.
LED light system for just $29.99. Just $29.99. See, just like Black Friday, but nobody gets trampled. So don't miss Napa's biggest